and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things.
Do the hammerlock.
Welcome back. Welcome to another edition of Wrestling Art with Chris Things. I am Chris Things Brian, and this is a little old show. I guess this is kind of a little bit of a special show, if you call it that, depending on how you look at these things. This has ended up one of those kind of solo show deals, you know? So, sometimes with this doing a podcast thing, I gotta have a new podcast out every week, or at least I don't have to. But to me, that's my promise to you, you know. So I really don't want to disappoint. I want you to be able to expect when the things come out when they come out. So that's what I do. I was trying to line up a guest this week that I'm very excited about, and it didn't quite work out with their schedule. Sometimes these last minute cancellations happen, but hopefully I'll have something for you in the next little bit on that. But in the meantime, you know, I still wanted to do a little something, so I figured I'd just have one of these talking to you guys kind of episodes. You know, I do have some things that I thought I'd have that might be interesting topics of conversation here in the world of wrestling art. Last week I spoke a bit about the kind of like disappointments that we can have a little bit along this art road. I'm in me at least, I'm trying to do this as a full-time job, and there's a lot of stresses that come with that, and looking forward to try to, you know, this is my life's dream, you know, and trying to make that a viable, you know, sustainable life in terms of income going forward. It can be a scary thing, and you have, you know, some things that don't quite live up to expectations, as we were speaking about last time, but you just keep on going forward, I think, and try to focus more on those positives, and then change what you can that's in your power. But then this past week, it's so funny how things happen. This past week I had the Lucha Fantastica Brisbane show, this past Saturday, and my gosh, it couldn't have been more opposite of the last one that was a bit less than my expectations. This insanely superseded my expectations of how bloody lovely it went. So many amazing people that I got to chat to, the financial element of it went really, really well. I had a bunch of absolutely amazing people buy, you know, a whole bunch of prints, a bunch of original artworks and paintings as well, which is just mind-blowing. You know, people come into a Brisbane Mexican wrestling show, and then they walk out with a several hundred dollar painting. That means a lot to me. But it sort of made me really think a little bit, and as well, you know, another part that just warmed my heart was getting to see some of my loyal friends that I've made along this art journey, who've supported me, who came along on that Saturday as well. It's so funny, you look at this stuff, and it's almost like at those moments when you're probably feeling a bit low, it's almost like those are the times when something comes to just pick you back up. So Honestly, it was such an absolutely wonderful event. I talked to Señor Fantastico, the gentleman that runs the show at the end of the evening. And yeah, I was just so happy, and I told him that you know, my heart was full after this night. No, I really meant that. So yeah, it's just so funny the way the timing of this stuff works. It's a bloody roller coaster, guys. I feel like this that's the nature of you know, trying to be an artist, trying to be an illustrator. You're going to have some times when, you know, things are a bit low and you know, things might not be looking all that positive. And then you have some wonderfully positive things come along as well. So it's a strange world we live in, but I think it gives all the more importance to taking care of yourself from a mental health standpoint. You know, trying to take a moment to breathe, to maybe reset, to, you know, recalibrate and you know, let yourself a little calm down a little bit sometimes when you might get a bit wound up about things and say, okay, you know, that might not have been great, but that doesn't mean everything is going to be awful going forward, and, you know, there's things that we can do to improve it. So yeah, I think, you know, just even basic stuff. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but for me, things as little as, like, going to gym or getting out of the house and taking the dogs for a walk when things might get a bit overwhelming, or, you know, just focusing on eating well. And, yeah, the big one for me that I'm such a hypocrite that I never do, that I know makes such a difference, is meditation. So that's something I need to focus a little bit more on, I guess. But yeah, I'm taking steps. I'm taking steps to improve this, because that's one of the other things with this art journey. You know, you can say you want to do this, but you need to be able to do it in a sustainable manner. And you know, if you're living your life full of anxiety and depression and terror and stress at all times, that's not what this thing's meant to be about. I'm taking steps, and I don't know if there's anyone out there that, you know, this stuff might be resonating a little bit. But yeah, I highly recommend just try to take a moment to be a bit more mindful about stuff, I guess. Yeah, so that was a thing. I was so uplifted from that Lucha Fantastica event, and then I've been able to go and jump onto the events page of christhings.com.au, christhings.com.au/events, and, you know, update that page, you know, move the upcoming events that happened to the past events section and add on some new stuff. So that's something I thought might be a little bit fun to talk about here. So there's some things on there that I'm pretty bloody stoked about. A little bit scared, to be honest, perhaps. But, you know, I've got something happening in September that I'm not allowed to mention yet. But that'll be on there very, very soon. Wait, that's not September, that's October. Anyway, then on Friday the 18th of October, I'm so stoked to announce this, guys. I was delighted to be, you know, successful in my application for the Artful Heads self-portraiture group exhibition, House Full of Heads 2024. So Artful Heads run a fantastic art magazine here in Brisbane. They put on a tremendous exhibition last year, a self-portrait one, the first House Full of Heads. And yeah, I really love their stuff, and you know, I thought, hey, this is a little bit different for me to draw my little old wrestlers. And you know, I've been wanting to make a bit of an effort to try to do more stuff in the sort of like fine art sphere, I guess. So applying for this was part of that, and yeah, I was really brought a big smile to my face when I saw I was accepted for that one. So I'm gonna have a big old self portrait that I'll be doing for that for the opening night on the 18th of October at Vacant Assembly in West End here in Brisbane. And yeah, that's a funny one, because the last self portrait I did was for the Way of the Blade AEW edition book, which again, hopefully that'll be another fun announcement that I get to give you a release date in the near future on that one. But yeah, before that, I couldn't remember the last time I did a self-portrait, probably in art school, I guess. And it's always a weird thing, you know, painting or drawing yourself. So yeah, I've got a bit of a concept that I submitted to Artful Heads. You know, they kind of wanted to get a bit of an idea of what kind of painting you're going to be doing. So I gave them a bit of a concept, and now I have to make that into a reality. So that's going to be an interesting experience. I think hopefully it'll be a fun one. But yeah, I think it'll be super cool to get to do that. You know, to do something a little bit different, a different kind of challenge. You know, I think a lot of the time I get a bit nervous about doing the same old thing. I obviously, with this match of the week deal that I do, I think it's important to have consistency, and I think that's really cool, like the whole idea of that. But yeah, I'm stoked to be able to do something a little bit different, a little bit outside of this, you know, wrestling art sort of thing. I mean, this whole podcast is meant to be about wrestling art, so I don't want to try to minimize the importance of that. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about that one, to be honest.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm also stoked that following that, I have an event coming up in November, from the 8th to 10th. I'm going to be doing Supernova, guys. So Supernova, for you all overseas, is kind of like the big Australian, like, Comic-Con, I guess, kind of deal. And yeah, I'm going to be selling my art there. I'm going to have a little new launch item that I need to get working away at between you and me for that event. So super excited for that. I think that's going to be a massive weekend. But very excited about the challenges of that. And then up in December, we're going to be having the Oddities and Curiosities Expo here in Brisbane. Now that is a touring sort of like expo convention focused on the you know, basically all things weird. So I feel that's you know, quite up my alley, and it feels all coming back home, because the last year's Oddities and Curiosities Expo in Brisbane was kind of the start of this whole real change of my art practice, where it was my first like in-person event. First one that I had my art table, the first one that I designed my Chris Things table runner, you know, that I worked out how I was going to display my prints, like all that kind of stuff. So feels good to be coming back to it a year later, and I'm expanding. Not only am I doing Brisbane, but I'm also doing the Sydney weekend and the Melbourne weekend. So that's going to be a huge December of being a travelling carny, which I've kind of gotten used to now, but I'm pumped for it. I'm really looking forward to it.
And it makes me really happy being able to do more stuff in Melbourne, more stuff in Sydney as well as Brisbane, of course. And being able to know that in these different places, I've sort of got different pockets of loyal fans, and that warms my heart as well. You know, the idea that there's folks out there that'll actually come out to check out my art, and just being able to have a chat and catch up and say, hey, how you doing? You know, how you been? What wrestling are you watching these days? You know, I love it. So very, very excited about that. One other thing that I want to promote, I guess, is not for me, but for a previous guest that I had on this show. I'm not sure if all of you guys checked it out. If you haven't, please go back and do it. But my interview with Jonathan McBurney, talk on the curator edition of this show, we're talking all about his amazing art practice, running the Rockhampton Museum of Art. Amazingly talented and tremendously nice fellow. But he's actually got a solo show coming up in Brisbane on the 5th of September. So I think that's next week. But I'm going to make sure to be there. It's in South Brisbane. It's at Merivale Studios. You know, I want to go along. I want to get to meet Jonathan in person for the first time. I think that'll be pretty cool. And yeah, I obviously really dig Jonathan's art as well. So, I mean, if you also dig Jonathan's art, if you enjoyed that interview, please come along, join me. We can have a chat and, we can get to enjoy this all together. But yeah, I'm super stoked about that. And to meet Jonathan, but, yeah, I think this has been a fun little kind of moment for me to look at this overall art career that I'm trying to do right now. And is as much as I have those scary moments, I think it's going all in a really, really good direction. And I'm super grateful to everyone that supported along the way, and continues to do so. I love my clients, my loyal clients that I get to do ongoing work for. They mean the world to me, you guys. You know, that kind of ongoing work really is what makes this career sustainable. So I appreciate you more than you'll ever know. I'm getting to work on a bunch of commission stuff right now that I'm super excited about, and it's just really fun to do. You know, it still blows me away sometimes that you know, people want to pay me to create art for them, to do drawings for them. I remember in primary school there used to be a thing when I can't remember what they were, but I'd do these weird little drawings for people, they would pay me in lollies. I don't know, if I was like drawing little monsters for them or something, and I'd get a warhead or whatever it was, sourworm perhaps, bit of licorice. But yeah, it's kind of funny looking back. Even back then, I was, you know, I guess this is a natural progression in a sense. So yeah, I'm loving getting to do this, guys. And funny little story for you while I'm here before we finish this off. So one thing that's been driving my life crazy the last little while has been our washing machine died. I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but when something as mundane as a washing machine stops working, it can really disrupt your life, because you need to have clean clothes to approach life. And so I was originally looking to get someone out to fix it. That looked like it would cost too much. Then eventually it was like, all right, let's get a new one. But the problem is the area for our laundry is actually like a level down from our carport. And the stairs are too thin to be able to fit this washing machine down the stairs. So what we ended up doing, buying one from a yard sale, for like $100 or something, And it actually is a really good looking machine. So then the other night when we were going to watch the big all-in pay-per-view, my dear friend Bradley, who's been on the show, as well as Mitch, who was there in the audience for the last wrestling club on our show as well in the last episode, those sweethearts both came over, along with my mum and dad. And my partner, Kaylin, we're all there trying to lower this washing machine down behind the carport. And in my mind, I really had this all worked out. I was like, all right, we're going to have a pulley system. We're going to have some ropes. We're going to tie this washing machine up. And then we're all going to just slowly lower this down the carport. And it's going to be a great time. It'll work fine. And we're doing it, and it seems like it's all fine. We have it all wrapped up. We're like, yeah, we got this under control. And then the big moment when we're lowering it down looks to be okay. And then it very quickly wasn't okay. The washing machine so dramatically fell and flipped and made the biggest bang sound when it hit the ground, a floor down. And sometimes you just gotta laugh, man. Like, oh. But the best part, let me tell you this, the whole, like, plastic top of it kind of broke off and there's a massive dent in the back of it. But, man, I'm stoked to say that this washing machine, so far, seems like it still actually works despite that fall. So... I don't know if there's some sort of a hidden message there about, you know, hoping for the best even when bad things happen. You know, just focus on that positivity. And then sometimes that washing machine will still work. Oh, man. I honestly don't know whether you guys enjoy this nonsense or you endure it or you just skip over this stuff entirely. But whatever you do, I hope it makes you happy. I really appreciate you guys listening to this show. I really appreciate Social Suplex for letting me do this show. You know, socialsuplex.com, home to this podcast and a variety of other rad podcasts, such as Keeping It Strong Style, One Nation Radio, All Things Elite, Imps WWE Adventure, the Trish and Sarah podcast, Tunnel Talk, all sorts of things. Whatever wrestling it is you like, I think they've pretty well got you covered. So, yeah. Thanks again, Social Suplex. If any of y'all would like to buy my art, you can do so at christhings.com.au. We've got all the things on there. We've got prints. I think we've still got some original paintings up there. We've got bloody mugs, t-shirts. I'll be having some new calendars that I'll have to do now that we're getting more towards 2025, which sounds crazy. And yeah, hopefully some other new and exciting little surprises too. Did I mention t-shirts? Yeah, we got t-shirts too. But yeah, all the things. And so if you wanna buy a Chris thing, you can. If you would like to commission a Chris thing's art, you know, a picture of your favorite match or your favorite wrestler, or you know, bloody a gift for a loved one, a art of your dog. Your dog is a Mexican wrestler. I don't know. Whatever it is, we can make it happen. I've got a very exciting couple commissions I'm working on at the moment from the weird and wonderful brains of these much loved clients. So yeah, I'm enjoying it. And that's what I say to all of you. Let's all just focus on enjoying this this creative stuff that we get to do. Yeah, I think that's good. I think we're that's about it for today's solo edition of the show. I'll see you next week back for our match of the week edition, and then I think this wrestling art curator thing is going to be ready to go soon too. All right, till next week, guys. Later.